guys. This is Taste Masters with your hosts, David and Wyatt. All right, guys. So this one, we are starting something new this month. We are talking about supporting your local businesses, local breweries, specifically the month of April. Obviously, this COVID-19 has hit us pretty hard. A lot of the breweries, small breweries, have to shut down their doors until this is all over. I know Wyatt and I just got wind of our brewery that we work for, that we're bartenders at, just going to close shop until this blows over, which sucks because Wyatt and I are damn good bartenders and we love doing it. And kind of like, I don't know, Wyatt and I are kind of in a funky mood today. But also today, Wyatt and I went around and grabbed some beers, went to Salt Lake, grabbed some beers, local beers, obviously. And we just want to start talking about just local breweries and show appreciation to those local breweries. So today...
Yeah. So for the entire month of April, the only beer we drink is going to be beer we buy from local breweries.
Correct.
Because, you know, like, we're all in this together.
And like Marcy was saying, you know, if we can give $10, you know, to like Keto's, and Keto's gives $10 to TF, you know, it's a chain. I like when you said that, it's a chain. Around.
I mean, that's how the economy works, right? Like, you give money to someone for their business, and then they give someone else money for their business. And like, it just keeps going around and around. You know, we're just trying to keep that going, specifically in our field, which is, you know, drinking beer, pouring beer, serving beer, making beer.
This is also our home. I mean, I've lived here long enough. Most of us who are listening to this lived here long enough. Utah's our home.
Yeah.
If you live here, even if you've lived here for 6 months to a year, this is your home right now.
Right.
And we're hurting. So anyway, Wyatt, what did you pour me today?
We're starting with the Level Crossing today. All the beers we're drinking are from Level Crossing.
Level Crossing.
Which you stopped by today. Did you meet anyone cool at Level Crossing?
Yeah, I met the cashier and the pizza maker.
Pizza maker?
Yeah, like I was making pizza, and he was like, do you want a slice? And I'm like, I'm good. He's like, you sure? I'm like, I'm good. But it was really nice. You know, he asked how I was and wanted if I sliced. And he didn't want to see, you know, he wasn't trying to sell me something. He's like, asked if I wanted one. Like, he was probably so bored. He's like, I'm just needing this dough. Do you want one? Like,
yeah.
Like, you could pay for, I don't know. I don't know how it went. And the cashier was hella nice. She's like, hey, crowlers are super cheap right now. Right, we're just trying to get our name out there. We're trying to keep alive. And walking in there, all the brewings I went to today, all tables had chairs upside down. You know, it looked like a ghost town. Salt Lake looked like a ghost town. It's not like that. And it sucked, dude. It sucked so bad. But it was good to go to the breweries I did and see people that were there. It's like connected. It's like when I saw another human being that was passionate about this craft, it was like, oh my God, I get it. I love you. I don't know who you are, but we're human. I love you. And I really liked that today. It was nice because the past few weeks have kind of sucked for us, dude. Right. You know, you and I have been kind of like in the dumps, working our asses off, doing tedious jobs that we don't want to do just to get, you know, to get by. And it's nice to see people, like, even when I see some dear friends, are like, oh, thank God, you do exist. Like, today when I saw you, I'm like, Wyatt, it's good to see you.
You mentioned, like, they were being super nice, and I feel like this whole, whenever you're listening to this right now, we're, like, in the middle of this whole COVID-19 bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whatever, pandemic is probably the right word. Like, it sucks. I feel like there's some kind of good that's coming out of it. And it's shitty. Like, we're both out of work, and we were some of the first people to be out of work.
I think it hit our industry first.
In Utah. Yeah, well, I mean, we deal with so many people.
Yeah.
We're the fucking dirtiest people out there. Like, aside from, you know, so, like, we're interacting with so many people, and, like, so much cash is changing hands, and we're making drinks and taking cash payments at the same time. Right? Like, what we're doing is pretty fucking dirty. Like, we're, you know, touching the bar where people are touching, and they're going about their day. You don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like, we got a pretty nasty job, if you think about it that way.
Yeah.
But we've been out of work for, you know, 3 weeks. You've got a temp job. I picked up a new job. This whole thing has made me really, like, appreciate how much we have all the time. And, like, we always just take it for granted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's something I was thinking about today. Like, I was, you know, working, like, this bench job where I'm doing, like, sanding stuff all day long. A whole lot of time in my head to just think about stuff. And I was thinking about, like how, but before now, like, it was just a given that you could just go to the store when you ran out of toilet paper and fucking buy some toilet paper.
Yeah.
Right? And now, like, people are freaking out about toilet paper, which is completely meaningless. Like, toilet paper's not going to do, like...
I've been pushing the bidet for how long? How long have I been pushing the bidet? Get a fucking bidet.
Right.
You can choose the water, choose right. the air, the seat can be heated. Well, fucking
make your own bidet. Sneak the garden hose through the kitchen, oh, the I bathroom have. Window.
You know how many times jalapenos yell at me for trying to go against the shower and just kind of going against, rubbing against
nice.
It?
Nice. Dude, I hate getting caught like that. I ask for the multitude of things. And, but, like, it just makes you appreciate what we have all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, so many people, it seems like... We have social distancing, stay 6 feet away from people right now, right? But I feel like people have become so much friendlier, like in the day today. Like, you know, you run into people. Yesterday I went out and got some lunch, and just like the people were so much nicer. Like we had an interaction while I was waiting for my food instead of normally, like, you know, you place your order and you go sit down and on your phone, right? Especially me, like I don't fucking normally want to talk to people, but they're like, hey, how's your day going? Like our things. Because, like, maybe it's just fucking boredom. But I feel like we're all in this together. Like, we have to be apart from each other. But I feel like we've got some community, like, a sense of community. Like, we're all in this bullshit together.
Yeah.
Like, all of us are dealing with the same shit right now. Yeah. And I think it's different because, like, usually everyone has different trials that they're going through. Right now, today, we're all going through the same fucking trials. Yeah. And I think that brings us closer together as people. Even though we have to stay, you know, far apart, I feel like we're coming closer together
and
as people.
Maybe, because we've seen a trickle effect, because it hit our industry first, you know. And like our dear friend Cody said to me the other day, he goes, you guys got it the worst, because it goes food and beverage industry, and then you look at where local schools got hit real hard. All kids are no longer in school. Like, couldn't you think of a spring break for that long?
Right.
That's, you know, that sucks for parents, you know, that expect on that, or, you know, they don't want to, I mean... They have jobs, and now they have to work around their jobs to take care of the kids or get babysitters or whatever. Like, that sucks, you know? Yeah. And it's just going to keep going down, I think.
You know, I think of, like, I grew up, at least for a while, with, you know, single parent. Mm-hmm. And you did, too, as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
My mom would go to work and count on us being at school.
Yeah.
So that she didn't have to take care of us.
If I got sick while she was at work and I couldn't go to school, she'd have to beg a neighbor or my grandparent or, you know what I mean, somebody.
We were lucky, like, we lived in my grandparents have a little apartment in, like, the basement of their house. And so for a long time we lived there. And at least until I was old enough to, like, take care of, you know, shit on my own.
Yeah.
Which was really, like, 11, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like,
I get
like when I was younger, we were lucky enough to have my grandparents handy.
Same.
They live there, but, like, I can't imagine single parents out there. Like, we know a few. Like, I'm thinking specifically of, like, Katie. Like, Katie's a single mom, and she's got two daughters.
Mariah
as well.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what are...
I don't know, dude. And that's what kills me. You know, Courtney, she's a single mom. You know, it hurts to...
What are they doing right now?
I don't know.
That's tough.
I'm thinking about it, but then also...
And it's more than just you've got bills to pay for you. You've got bills to pay for...
And mouths to feed,
not
just yourself. And so this whole thing has affected us. So the least Wyatt and I are going to do is we're going to try to support local businesses, local breweries. Mm-hmm. So back to the Level Crossing. I learned a lot about Level Crossing today. I had to do some research on it, obviously. Definition of Level Crossing, which is a noun. It's on their website. It's super cool. A Level Crossing is a time-worn expression where an old dirt road meets a level railroad crossing. A crossroads where people can meet to share their stories and enjoy a laugh. People.
People on cars and hobos.
So Level Crossing have basically, but Level Crossing, they have the red feather on their cans, as you can see there.
Yeah.
And the red feather is, the reason why they put the red feather on there is, their logo is a long-standing family tradition of always leaving an empty place setting for red feather at the dinner table. This is to celebrate the tradition of hospitality and inclusion. The empty seat is left open just in case a weary traveler, family member, or friend knocks on the door, so there would be a place for them to join. So
that's cool.
Drinking this beer, starting this little thing we're going to do this month off of this is the best way, because I think Level Crossing has the right idea.
Yeah, like a community-minded for sure.
Yeah, guys, if someone knocks on my door and asks for a glass of water, I'm going to fucking give it to them.
Yeah.
If not that I'm going to have anyone, you know, mowing my lawn, but if I saw someone mowing my lawn, I'd be like, hey, do you want like a Gatorade or some water or a Coke or something, you know, a beer, like whatever. To me, it's just natural. I saw my grandfather do that. I saw my grandma, I saw my mother do that. And I think now doing this whole COVID-19 quarantine, distancing, blah, 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 it's also reminding us, hey, there's still people.
Yeah.
That first weekend we were all on quote unquote quarantine. I remember hanging out with my upstairs neighbors, Mikey and Aaron, and the jalapeno, and we just went out for coffee. That's all. We went to a local coffee shop, supported a coffee shop, yeah. And I annoyed Holly out of her mind. But I had the windows down, the Prius. Every single car I passed, I wove. And I just was waving to them. Every single person we were going down the, you know, residential streets, I'd be like, hey, happy quarantine, you know, and people were like, hey, like, it was like cheerful. It wasn't like, yo, fuck you. It was like, yeah. Like you're in this to me. Yeah.
You've got a couple of choices. Like you can, we're in quarantine and you can look at it like, fuck, this sucks. Or you can look at it like, okay, this sucks, but let's get some shit done. Or like, I feel like it all just kind of depends on, you know, the personal narrative that you paint for yourself. Yeah. Like, are you going to look at it like it's a bad thing? You're going to make it into a good thing. Quarantine gave me, before I started this new job, 5 days home with just my dogs and Ariana, which was fantastic. We just got to hang out and chill and spend the time together that we don't normally get to spend together because we both worked full time before this. We got to work on like hobbies, like I've been practicing another language and...
You made Ariana a ballet bar?
Yeah, I made Ariana a ballet bar and she's been practicing ballet again.
That's so rad.
I mean, there's so many things. Like, we got our list written in fucking Swedish of our, like, daily schedule that we do. We've fucking been doing Tai Chi. You know, like, just things that I've been, like, wanting to try but haven't had time.
Yeah.
I've had time to do them. I've turned my sleep schedule around from, like, going to bed super late because I was bartending and then sleeping in and kind of wasting the day away until now I'm, like, going to bed at, like, 9:30, 10 o'clock and, like, waking up early and, like, getting some stuff done before work. Yeah. It's been good. I feel like this is a chance for me to turn my life around. You know what else I think is going to be cool with this is I think we might start seeing people. Like, I wouldn't be surprised to hear a knock on my door for a neighbor asking for a cup of flour, a cup of sugar. Oh. And you know what? I have not, since I was a little kid, my grandma would send me to the neighbor's house at Bailey's.
I can see that, dude.
Or the David's. Which was my neighbors were the Davids growing up.
Yeah, great name.
Right. And send me over and get, you know, a cup of flour, a cup of sugar. Hey, do you guys have like half a cup of flour? We ran out. You know, my grandma's making bread or whatever. Hasn't happened in years. I can't remember a time. Like, I was probably maybe like 12, 13 years old. Like, iPhones weren't a thing yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a while ago. And now. Like, you don't see that anymore. Like, I don't fucking know my neighbor. I know one of my neighbors, and it's because I buy eggs from him, because he has a bunch of chickens. And, like, he gives me vegetables in the summertime, and I'll bake bread and give it to him. And he's, like, my chiropractor as well. This is old dude named Irwin, super cool guy. I haven't seen him, you know, like, I'll give him some cash and buy some eggs, but I don't want to, like, infect him or whatever. Not that I'm contagious, but you never know, right? I feel like that could start becoming a thing. Hey, can I borrow a cup of flour? Hey, can I get a teaspoon of baking soda? Hey, can I, you know?
Yeah. Hey, can you just like, I want a picnic outside, just sit outside.
Dude, Ariana and I had a picnic the other day. We went on a hike and had a fucking picnic. It was so cool. But that's we like made some granola that morning. It was
cool. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's, I'm glad you're doing, it sounds like you're doing great with this.
You got to make the most of it.
For me, it's been going in waves. Because Holly and I will have these moments like, okay, we got this, and we've been doing awesome crafts. Like, we did paint night the other night. We got together, and we just kind of, like, hung out. We spent, like you said, spent time. But then the time I get anxiety or I feel down, and I kind of feel like, fuck. Like, I'm scared of the unknown.
Yeah.
But I got to go back to that. Hey, you know what? You just go back to your roots. You know what? You know what's true. Don't try to worry about the future. Because we can sit here and predict the future, but I can take care of the now.
Yeah.
And so for those who are listening and have that same issue where it's like, you get anxiety or you get analysis paralysis, which I get a lot of, where it's like, I have so much I want to do and I think I could do, and then I don't do it because I'm overwhelmed with that feeling. I just got to remember, just take baby steps. Like, literally getting up and walking.
Fucking one step at a time,
it literally helps me. Yeah. I remember sitting there yesterday morning, it was a great example. I laid in my bed. I'm like, I don't want to wake up. I feel overwhelmed. Right. And then what I had to do is I forced myself to go to my buddy's basement gym. I forced it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did, because had I not, I don't know what, you know, at least I got some exercise that felt a little bit better. And it kind of got my day started. But it is, thank God I have Holly, because we got to, you know, bounce each other and she picks me up, I pick her up, vice versa. But
that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've all felt that before, that feeling of like being overwhelmed, like just looking at. Like, for me, it's like looking at my life, looking at how old I am, and I'm not that old, looking at what I've done and how much I want to do. How the fuck, like, I've done fucking nothing, and I have so much I want to do, and I have no idea how I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so fucking overwhelming. When I think about that, I get super overwhelmed. And there's been, like, times where, like, I'll break down and, like, fucking cry to Ariana, which is crazy. Because, like, I don't show, like, a whole lot of emotions all the time. Like, I'm pretty, like, happy and I joke. And, like, other than that, like, that's... Because, like, that's just kind of, like, my demeanor in general. Is, like, I just want to be happy and I like to joke about stuff. Probably stuff I shouldn't joke mm-hmm. about sometimes, but whatever. Just thinking about the future can be so fucking overwhelming. Yeah. And so, for me, because I know I do that a lot personally, like, you divide it up into, like, tasks. And not even, like, the big picture. Like, divide your fucking day up into tasks. Before I go to bed, one thing Ariana and I have been trying to do together, one thing that I do myself regularly, and I've been trying to include Ariana in this, just because I like doing things together as a couple. It's super big for me. Like, it means a lot. And it helps us grow together as well. Is, like you can see up on my whiteboard here, we'll sit down and, like, you know, I'll read and journal or whatever. We'll get ready for bed. And then before we go to bed, we'll plan our day for the next day. Okay, what are you doing tomorrow? What time? What am I doing tomorrow? What time? Today, I knew what I was going to do today before I went to bed last night. Like, last night, I knew, okay, my alarm's set for 4:30.
It saves thinking.
Yeah.
It saves energy.
If you go to bed without a plan and you wake up without a plan, at least for me, if I go to bed without a plan, I'm not going to speak for anybody else. If I go to bed without a plan and wake up without a plan, I'm not getting anything. I'm going to fucking sit on my phone. Like, I'm going to rub one out. And
you just kind of don't do anything. You're just kind of a slug.
Yeah, I'm not going to cruise through Instagram, and then I'm going to fucking watch Netflix, watch fucking Tiger King or whatever. And
what'd you get done? You know, you got nothing done.
Yeah, and then next thing I know, it's 9 o'clock, and I'm like, holy shit.
You could have learned Swedish. You could have learned a different language. You could have practiced math.
Whatever the fuck your goals are.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to do? Okay, well, what do you need to do right now to get that shit done?
Yeah.
And, like, quarantine isn't going to slow you down. If anything, it's going to give you a chance to work on yourself so that you can be better in the long run.
Yeah.
I don't know. At least for me, like, you just got to take it one step at a time. Yeah, and quarantine was hard, you know, at first, because, like, when we first sat down, we're like, what the fuck are we going to do? It was fucking Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day was the last day I worked, Tuesday morning. And I was like, that was the night. I was like, okay, well, that was my last shift. I don't have a job anymore. Fuck, what do we do? Like, I've got bills to pay.
Yeah.
You know, I've got shit to, like, pay off. Like, I've got a car payment, you know? I've got debt for my fucking car. Like, how am I going to pay this? You know? I've still got to be able to drive to potentially get to a job. Like,
that's why, instead of sitting there and wondering what you're going to do and worry about it, you got to take action. You got to take action, though. And that's what I learned, because I started looking into getting temporary jobs or doing the delivery stuff before we even got told that we're shutting down, because I could see where this was trajecting, like it was going. And
you got to play for contingencies too.
But the same thing is, any of those who are listening and would like a help or just want to reach out.
Yep.
You'd be surprised right now who would be, like, willing to help.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had so many people. I've had my in-laws. I've had family members. I've had friends. I had friends I haven't talked to in forever reach out and be like, hey, I know you're a bartender. Are you and Holly going to be okay? Hey, do you have enough toilet paper? Like, at one point, I had two different groups of friends. I had one in Salt Lake County, and then I had one in another county offer to buy us toilet paper, because Holly and I were literally down to 2.5 rolls, and we legitimately needed toilet paper, not necessarily because we wanted to hoard and stock up on paper.
Because you don't want to build a
hoard out of toilet paper. That's that Costco, like, every semi-annual Costco run, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the fact that I still have kind of faith in humanity, because going outside today and going into Salt Lake, and Holly's like, wear your mask, you know, make sure you're okay. But making sure people understood, like, what was going on, the severity of it, and they treated you nice, you know, they made sure there's things available for you to wash your hands or sanitize your hands, and they were just, it was kind, it was as less touching as possible, and we're going to get through this, guys, but just reach out. And reach out to Wyatt and I. We'll spend 10 seconds to DM you back or message you back or give you a little shout out. You guys can do it. Those who are having a hard time, you know, reach out.
We'll get through this. You need a fucking pick me up. Like, we're down to chat, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I'll tell you. I'll.
What else we got going on?
I'll have a picnic with you. I'd love to go on a bike ride. I don't bike, but I'll, you know what I mean? Like, I'll walk a dog with you. I don't have a dog. Would love one, but you know what I mean? That's why Wyatt and I do this, is we drink beers and we try to entertain. We try to bring that humanity back into the craft.
Yeah.
And this level crossing one, why you opened the Jazz Loon
Brad, lager. We opened this forever ago. I fucking finished my glass. We still haven't talked about it. Got on such a tangent.
No worries.
That was good stuff, I think.
It was good stuff. Jazz Loon is from Level Crossing. Beautiful.
Yep.
It's a Pilsner style lager. IBUs 40. 5.4% IBV.
IBUs are 40 on this? Mm-hmm. No. Fucking highly crushable.
You can get the hops in it, but it's lightly firm, if I could put it.
Yeah. It's more, like, there's more malt and more hops than I would say in a Pilsner. But, you know, I'm not a fucking expert.
Is it just me, or did you get that ester profile in there?
Not a lot. Like, it's super crisp and super basic to me.
Like, almost that yeast they use. Is that a rye?
It does have a little bit of rye in it, yeah. Yeah, I could kind of smell the profile. I guess I knew there was rye in it before I took a drink. And so, like, I just kind of interpreted it as, like, a rye spice. But I could see how you could think that's an
estuary profile. Malts, Pilsner, rye. Hops, Magnum, and Huel Melon.
I'm surprised, because it says mingled with German hops. I'm surprised it's not, like, German Noble. Like, that's what you put in a Pilsner, right?
It wants to taste like a Hef almost because of that German yeast profile. You know what I'm saying?
Pilsner's German beer as well. It does have a little bit of an ester profile.
I like it.
Yep.
I don't think it's crushable, but it's enjoyable, and I think it hits the mood right now.
Yep.
It really does.
It's the best lager I've had today.
Yeah, I mean, can't go wrong.
Yeah, I'm not upset.
Well, hit us with our next one, Wyatt. This one is the...
I'm doing the Belgian style?
The Belgian style Blonde Ale. The Dallas Alice. This one looks pretty cool. This one has 24 IBUs, 6.2 ABV. But this one is... supposedly has subtle yeast, floral, citrus, light, honey aromas. Ooh. I'm pumped for this one. This is the first time...
fruity esters.
This is the first time we're tasting any level crossing on our podcast.
Yeah.
And so far, so fucking good.
Fucking cans look beautiful.
I love the art. It's simple. Oh, yeah. We'll post a picture of it. Simple art and that red feather. You can't forget that red feather.
Yep.
Just knowing the story behind this and the meaning of it, I like them automatically. And going in there, it was a cool vibe. Outside, they had kind of a – their brewery had a – it was kind of – what do you call it? Painted murals inside.
Yep.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. Like super old school looking kind of geometric type shit. But really, really fucking hipstery cans is what I would say.
Yeah. It's like 60s,
or 20s. Yeah. Like 20s kind of stuff, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, fucking Jazz Loon, Dallas Alice has a old-ass car on it. Maybe a truck. Looks like a Prohibition.
Smell that, dude. Smell that.
Can I say the color is almost identical? Maybe a little bit, I don't want to say hazy, but slightly cloudier than the, holy shit, that Esther profile is fucking strong on the nose.
What do you think? It's got like a barnyard taste at the very end.
I was
going
to say super barnyardy. And I was expecting like some banana Laffy Taffy kind of stuff.
I don't get that.
I feel like it's almost going to be like a Saison.
It smells like a Saison.
Yeah, it does. We tasted the one Saison, the Uinta one, Kroggy.
But that had a Brettanomyces in it. A little funky. Nice. I like this one.
Surprisingly dry.
But that, because of the high, the 6.2, it's not overwhelming alcohol. You don't get that punch in the face where you don't want to drink this anymore.
Yeah. There's a little bit of malt there. There's not a lot of hop. I mean, a little bit, but it's predominantly just that ester profile.
I like the ester profile.
I think that's pretty tasty. As far as Belgians go, this is one of the better ones I think we've
tried. And I want to continue to drink it.
Yeah. I like it because it's crushable.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a white wine, which every time I drink Saison, a good Saison, it makes me think of white wine.
How so?
There's something dry to it that's almost like a tannin. And you've got like this robust and complex, kind of like fruity, funky, barnyard, horse blanket kind of smell and flavor. Almost a little pepper, like white pepper. But like,
I get that,
so
kind of like a wine.
Yeah, complex. And then it reminds me of just like a nice dry white wine.
But a dry wine, not a sweet sangria kind of wine.
Very,
a Moscato.
Very wine. I don't know a whole lot about wine. What's like a dry white wine we could compare this to? Is Chardonnay
dry? Chardonnay is usually dry, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But not like an oaky Chardonnay, you know? Like something that's dry and a little bit fruity, but not like mostly dry. Mostly dry.
I like this, though.
Yeah.
Like, I would the last, these two beers, I would totally get again.
This one would be super fun to pair.
Oh, could you imagine?
mac and cheese. Mac and cheese with like sausage in the mac, you know?
A spicy sausage.
Yeah, yeah, like a
peppered flake sausage.
Maybe like a German sausage.
A bratwurst. A wurst.
And like sauerkraut on the mac and
cheese. You're just hungry.
Maybe. But something like, I feel like that dryness could come through like a creaminess associated with the mac and cheese kind of thing. Maybe I just saw the hipster cans and instantly thought Kraft mac and cheese. Not Kraft as in like the company. Kraft as in like, ooh, Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So drinking Kraft beer with a Kraft mac and cheese. Like someone with a twirly mustache eating mac and cheese.
Oh, yes. Yes. Right.
Someone who calls Belgian triples, tripels.
Yeah, that's us. That's us. God damn it. That one's good, though. This one says it has Pilsner, Belgian Pale, Belgian Candy Sugar Malts. Magnum Hops, Mitchell Frey, Goldings, and Sterling Hops. Yeah. Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
I enjoyed this one.
I wouldn't say. It says subtle yeast complexity. I'd say it's a little more than subtle.
Complex, though.
Mm. Complexity for sure. It's got a nice bite to it. Like when you swallow, like that initial like swallow, it's got a nice bite. Like it's,
but not a turn off bite.
No. It's pretty like carbonated.
Yeah,
that's what it's from. I think this is a little bit higher carbonated than your average beer.
Not bad though.
Yeah, it's tasty. Well done, Level Cross.
Well done.
That's tasty.
So this one is a brand new release.
Dude, I saw the can. No,
the can is pretty as hell. I mean, this one is blowing up the locally social media wise. It's called Space Oddity Hazy Double IPA. It has got the coolest looking can ever. Looks like you're going through space, like hyperspace.
This is Major Tom to ground control.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. This is batch number one, 2020 batch series. Let's see. This one is brewed and canned in South Salt Lake. L brewed with orange blossom honey.
I love the like description they have on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Orange blossom honey.
Yeah.
Ale brewed with orange blossom honey. And it has all the hops listed. It has Comet, Galaxy, Apollo, Enigma, Eukanut, and Strata. I feel like they chose all the space named hops.
Of course it is.
I wonder if there was like a correlation between like, oh yeah, I think this flavor profile will go good. Or they just wanted the fucking Galaxy and Comet and Apollo. Or both.
And what if it turned out well?
Yeah. I know Galaxy hops are fucking expensive. Well, and hard to get a hold of. Well, like
that is light.
Dude, same fucking color as the other two.
Does not look as hazy as I thought it'd be. I mean, it does have a nice, like a little subtle haze to it, but it's not like hazy.
Slightly cloudier than the Dallas Alice.
Space hazy.
Jazzloon, fucking clear as crystal.
Whoa, dude.
Dallas Alice? Does it smell like space?
No, it does not smell like space. It smells like you got thrown into an orange patch.
Well,
like a farmhouse orange patch. Yeah, you get the very end, like.
Yeah. Almost some like a little bit sharp. Like you ever been to like California and walked through orange orchards?
No.
The God, that's what it reminds me of. Like when I was in high school, we did like this tour of California, and we went through like orange orchards near fucking L.A. Avocados as well, but the orange orchards were super cool because we got to like pick our own oranges. But there's something bitter there, like maybe like the leaf or something like that. That really,
it's something like kind of like bites your nose, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty sharp.
Damn, it is. But this one is an 8.8. Hazy Double IPA. God. Cheers, bro. But it's got like a fruity blend to it. It's weird. Yeah. It kind of punches you in the face, but then like it grabs your hand and goes, it's okay. And then it's like a ride. It's like a space oddity. I like that.
I think the can looks fucking great.
I think it's a good hazy. I don't think we've had a lot of hazy double IPAs, though.
Yeah. It's a little bit hazy. I was going to say not super hazy. It's
I think
a little
bit hazy. For those hazy bros out there, I think they'll like this one.
Like a lot in a hazy, I'm expecting a lot of aroma and juice. And so what do you do for a hazy double IPA? Just add more. Yeah, add fucking honey.
Space hops?
Space hops.
Orange blossom honey.
To be drank only by Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, this is something he would enjoy, huh? But Space Oddity. What do you think, Wyatt? I enjoyed the other two better. I think because I don't think you and I don't like high points. This one's pretty. If you smell it, it has like a blossomy, like that smell.
Yeah, I could get orange blossom for
but
sure.
But it's definitely like, farmy.
Yeah, orange blossom.
But I like the other two.
I mean, yeah, the other two I thought were great.
Yeah, this one has a great can, great label. I think Hazy Bros would like this one.
Yeah.
Why and I just aren't
like
Hazy Bros.
If you like hazy beers, this is gonna be your jam.
Yeah, I think it's a little too much for us.
Yeah.
Not crushable at all.
Mm-mm. No. Not being crushable isn't a bad thing. Like, some of my favorite beers are not crushable, but...
Well, there you have it. Level Crossing. What do you think for your first Level Crossing tasting?
I was going to think of, like, a baseball analogy. You tried three beers. You get three pitches. But you don't get to hit two home runs. You're usually stuck at one. They hit fucking two home runs here, for sure. The Space Oddity is...
It's a base hit.
It's cool. I think, yeah, I mean, it's a base hit. Yeah. Yeah. It's not bad.
Huh.
It's not my favorite. I would go back to Level Crossing, definitely, for the Belgian. And honestly, this lager is, like I'm not usually a big fan of lagers. And I would drink this lager. David always gives me lagers. And I'm like, I'm not going to drink this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink a whole lot of beer. For how much time we spend tasting beer, I don't drink a whole lot of beer. I don't want to spend the little bit of beer that I do want to drink on a lager. I'm fine with lagers. If it's like, you know, fucking Schwarz beer, IPL, or a Dunkel, or something fucking interesting. But a Pilsner? Ah. Meh. I'll use it to fucking, I cook ground beef with fucking light lagers. That's what they're good for. And if you like lagers, whatever, that's your thing.
That's Level Crossing for you.
Yeah, Level Crossing's light lagers.
I mean, I think, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I think it's comparable. I was a really big fan of, I would say my three favorite lagers in Utah are, in no particular order, because it's hard to pick them out. Jazz Loon from Little Crossing, hit that fucking mark. I really liked that heavy lager from Shades.
The Imperial Lager.
Mm-hmm. I was fucking surprised.
And that was a good one.
That was light and crisp as they come. I liked it. I put that on the top three because it was such a fucking surprise to me. Like, everything about that beer I wanted to dislike before I tried it.
Yeah.
Don't like light lagers. Don't like imperial beers. Not gonna like this. It was light. It was crisp. It was fucking crushable. Like, it was 8 or 9 crushable.
Yeah.
And I would say, honestly, I think the Flathead from Strapjacket
Brewery.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. And as long as, they still have it there, but you can't buy it anymore. The Hobble Creek Hellas, for like the day that it was on, fresh, I was like, yeah, Hobble Creek Hellas is my fucking, one of my new favorites.
But Sean, if you're listening to this, keep brewing, brother.
Dude.
We love your recipes.
We feel for you, man.
We're hurting for you. We want your beer so bad.
Thanks.
On the note of that, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
thanks for listening.
Guys, hang in there. We're going to be in this thing together. Support your local breweries. If you got a local brewer that you want us to go check them out, let us know. Hit us up. We've been getting comments left and right. We're listening. Thanks again for the support, guys. It's been awesome. We're blessed to be there, especially right now when Wyatt and I ourselves need to pick us up, pick me up, right?
I used to coach a lot, right? And when I was coaching, the biggest thing I would hear from people all the time is, oh, I would, but I just don't have time. I'd get my diet in check. I just don't have time. I used to come to the gym, and then I just ran out of time, and now I'm trying to get my life together. And then they would stop coming for a while, and they're like, oh, I was just busy. I didn't have time. You don't have that fucking excuse anymore, motherfuckers.
Yep.
You've got all the fucking time in the world now. You literally, anytime you were like, oh, I don't have time. All those things that you said, I don't have time for.
You have time now.
Now you have time to do them.
Yeah.
No more fucking excuses.
And if you need help.
Yeah.
Like, we'll help you. People will help you.
We're on this together. Like, we want everyone to come out of this fucking stronger than we went into it.
And better chefs. I know Hall and I are kind of better chefs after this.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. We like to cook anywhere.
Hell yeah.
We're fucking bored. We're getting shit done.
Yes.
Fucking go out there and get shit done. You got all the time.
Use Y as an example.
Totally terrible example. Sit down, drink beer, make granola, but...
That's fine. Well, till the next beverage, bro.
Till the next fucking beverage, bro. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. Like us, follow us, share us, tell your friends. Next time you have a drink, tell us about it. Drink it, you know, let us know what it tastes like. Tell us if we should try something new. You can find us at tastemastersdrink.com. You can also find us on Instagram at the_tastemasters, or on Facebook, we are The Tastemasters. Thanks for listening again.